This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Moments ago, the jury reached a verdict in the Boulder King super shooting trial. CPR is following this breaking story and will have updates when they're available. This is a record-breaking year for enrollment at the University of Colorado Boulder. CPR's Haley May reports.
Enrollment at CU grew by 3.4% this fall, bringing the total student population to just over 38,000. That's the second largest increase over the last decade. New census data shows CU is also becoming more diverse. Amy Hutton is Associate Vice Chancellor for Enrollment Management.
Our campus admitted and enrolled the highest number of Black and African American students in its history this year.
The population also saw growth in Hispanic and Asian American students, despite the U.S. Supreme Court's affirmative action ruling. CU says that's likely due to the school having never used race or ethnicity as a factor in its applications. Haley May, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools has kicked off a free vaccination campaign. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The campaign first targets schools that have low vaccination rates, some with just over half their students vaccinated. Julissa Soto is with Latino Health Equity Consulting, one of the district's partners.
A lot of these families don't have access to care and or don't know how to navigate the healthcare system.
Teams of health workers who speak different languages will get familiar with students' cultural backgrounds. And parents can exempt their children from vaccines, but students under 18 can consent to hepatitis A and B and the HPV vaccine. Colorado has one of the lower school vaccination rates in the nation. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Cheyenne Mountain Space Force Station is doing fire training today and tomorrow. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
These are routine for the Space Force Station's emergency responders. People may see smoke and fire in the area, which is expected. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
This is CPR News in KRCC.